Two fires we watched closely last week are winding down. Command of the Angel Springs Fire near Davenport has been transferred back to the Washington Department of Natural Resources, and that department will form a post-fire plan. The fire took four residences and is 98% contained. The Silver Lake Fire near Cheney is contained. Mop-up work continues. Three fires continue to burn in Stevens County near the Canadian border. The largest of the trio is the Horns Mountain Fire. It grew about 150 acres last night and is now burning at about 838 acres. Crews have been able to hold the nearby West Hubbard Fire to 9 acres and the Grizz Fire to 5 acres. 229 firefighters, 3 helicopters, and 6 planes are currently fighting the fires, which are threatening commercial timber areas. No road or forest closures are currently in place, and the fire isn't threatening any homes, but authorities do ask you to avoid the area. Lightning storms overnight on August 10th helped start 11 fires in and around Ferry County. The most serious of those fires is the Kelly Mountain Fire, which is currently burning 28 acres and is 0% contained. The fire is located approximately 12 miles north of Republic. Authorities say there are no structures or residences threatened at this time. A fire in the Tri-Cities burned down 5 houses and damaged several others. The 5,000-acre Bofur Canyon Fire is now 100% contained. Crews are investigating the cause. Now, over the past few weeks, I have talked to several fire officials across the area, and they all have a similar message. Obey all bans and restrictions and practice extreme caution in this time of hot, dry conditions. From Spokane, I'm Jeremy Burnham reporting.